book of Numbers, chapter 23.
Bless Brother Jody.
Numbers, chapter 23.
Touch him tonight, God. Touch him.
Hey, we're starting verse number 10 there. Numbers, chapter 23. Verse number 10. Balaam here said, "Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel?
Right.
Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his."
Yes, yes.
This is Balaam saying this. He said, "Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous,
right,
and let my last end be like his." Verse number 20 there said, "Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it.
That's right.
He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them."
That's right.
"God brought them out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought?" In chapter 24, in the second verse there, the Bible said, "And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tents, according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor hath said, and the man whose eyes are open hath said, he hath said which heard the words of God and saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eyes open." Verse 16 there, he said, "He hath said which heard the words of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy the children of Sheth." And I want you to look at that 25th verse there with us. The Bible said, "And Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place. And Balak also went his way. And Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place. And Balak also went his way." Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way one more time and let's pray the Lord to help us. Gracious Lord, in loving Savior, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your Spirit.
Oh God, help us to
receive. I ask you to touch us and move on. We realize that we're feeble and we're weak and we're unable in our sins.
Touch him tonight, God. Touch him tonight.
As we was told this morning, we trust in the
grace
and the mighty grace of God. I'm asking you to have your way.
Yes, I do. Touch him tonight, Jesus.
Read. Yeah.
Touch him, Lord.
Read some very familiar scriptures here. We could have read a whole lot more, just time would fail us to read all that Balaam had to say. He took him to one mountain, took him to another mountain, took him to another mountain. And from every place the Lord would put some words in this man's mouth. From every place the Lord would touch this man. I read to you where the scripture said, "And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Balaam." We got to understand that Balaam is feeling and he's seeing and he's hearing some things that he ain't used to seeing, and he sure ain't used to feeling, and he sure is not used to experiencing. Because we can't really say that Balaam was a godly man, if you will. He's being hired. The Lord's already told him, don't go with these people. Don't have nothing to do with them. And they came back with some more presents. They came back with some more gifts. They came back with some other honorable men. And Balaam said, let me pray about this again. And the Bible said that the Lord just spoke. And in my own words, he just said, just go on ahead then. If you want to go with them, just go right on ahead. But you better say what I bid you to say. And Balaam gets up there and he takes him up into this mountain. He's looking out over these tent dwellers. He's looking out over this people that even he said the Lord brought them up out of the land of Egypt. And we know that he brought them up with a high hand. And we know they came out with a mighty hand. And the Bible told us how that Balaam begins to bless instead of curse. And we must understand. And I really feel like this is getting a hold of Balaam. He may not have been for it in the beginning. He may not have been persuaded of it to start with. But the more he feels and the more he's around of the Spirit of God, I believe the more he's liking it. It'd be hard just to come to a service when the Lord comes down in a sweet way like he was here just a few minutes ago. And you not be able to say, it just feels good. It just feels comfortable. It just feels pleasant to be in the house of the Lord. I believe he's getting so comfortable that Balaam said, let me die the death of the righteous and let my latter end be like unto his. And we realize that Balaam is feeling some good things. It's something when the Spirit of God comes on you. We can read of many men where the Spirit of God settled down on them. You told about somebody this morning. Just do it like this. The Spirit of God on them. I've heard them testify at the home church. When the Lord got to blessing them at different times in their life, one sister said, I had to pray, Lord, I can't take any more. I feel like I'll just die. I feel like I'll just bust. The presence of God was so wonderful and mighty in their life. And Balaam is experiencing all this. Can you imagine a man coming from where he came from? A man coming from the place that he lived in and feeling what he felt. There's been many. The Bible told us about Mephibosheth. You know the story. And the Bible said that David sent for him. He was a lame man. Lame because his nurse dropped him. And he was lame in his feet. And he dwelled down in Lodabar. And the Bible said that David sent for him. Now he's afraid. Is David going to kill me? Because I'm of the lineage of Saul. And David let him know, don't you be afraid, son. You're going to eat at my table bread the rest of your days. You're going to live in my house the rest of your days. I'm going to show you kindness because of Jonathan, my friend. And he came up there. Can you imagine leaving a place that he lived in, being an outcast, even living in a place like that, and the surroundings that he had, and walking into a palace or being pushed or carried into a palace, and now everybody said, let me wait on you. Do you need some water? Do you need some bread? Anything you want, you just let us know. Oh, the king has said, it shall be yours. I believe Mephibosheth in his heart, he said, I love this. I'd rather stay here any day than where I came from. It's amazing to read some of the things that Balaam got to say. You could even say, I believe he even got to prophesy some. Because he said, there shall come a star out of Jacob. A star shall arise up out of this place, and a scepter shall not depart from Judah. And they're going to smite Moab until they are no more. And he's looking around, and no more now, as he said. Hey, come to one place. He said, you don't have to build an altar anymore. I'm liking what I'm feeling. You don't have to get anything else. You don't have to tempt me. You don't have to urge me. You don't have to prod me. I'm ready just to let the Lord speak through me. And the Bible said that he took
up his parable again. Can you imagine he's got to the place where he's got to be prodded? You offer 7 sacrifices. You build 7 altars. And he's been feeling so good until now. He's saying, you don't have to build nothing else. I'm getting in the groove of it. I'm getting in the hang of it. I like what I'm feeling. They're blessed and they cannot be cursed. When I look out, I see light radiating. When I look out, I don't see poorness. I see people that are rich in faith and hope and love.
Some disciples said, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Praise God. I believe that's the way Balaam's feeling. There ain't nothing like feeling the Spirit of God. And he's saying, this sure is a whole lot better than anything I've felt, anything I've drunk, anything I've experienced down there in the land I came from. And the Lord's putting his hand. You remember what he told Moses? I'll put you in a cleft of the rock and I'll pass by. And when I pass by, I'll lift my hand from your eyes and I'll let you see my hinder parts and you shall see the glory of God. And you remember the scripture saying, when David said, I want to build you a house. And God said, what house will you build me? Seeing I inhabit eternity. And the earth is my footstool. And the heavens, they cannot contain me. Even I want to understand. That's why men said, never has a man spake like this man. That's why they said, we've never seen it on this fashion. They can't nobody even do what God can do. And Balaam is feeling the hand of God on him. And he's realizing this is the best peace. This is the greatest power. This is the best thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Brother Bill Houston told about that man. I think he's in their church. I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I guess, several years ago. And he said all he could say was, energize me, energize me, energize me. And he said the Lord filled him with the Holy Ghost. And he said something like this. He got energized. He got energized. And that's where Balaam is. You look at him. That used to be a man that could be bought. That used to be a man that could be purchased. He didn't have nothing good to say about the church. Amen. That's because he ain't never got in it. He didn't have nothing good to say about righteousness. That's because he ain't never felt it. But when he got to feeling it, he realized, I like this. I like being here. I like what God's doing.
There may have been some people that's got around the fake and the fraud that says there ain't nothing in the house of God. But there them that ain't saved today that are backsliders that really at one time have got a hold of the real thing, they ain't got nothing bad to say about it. Praise God. Oh, Balaam, it is amazing what this old man is saying here. The Bible said the Spirit of God came on him. He heard the words of God. He saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance. But having his eyes open. That sounds like where Peter's at. When he said he was on top of a rooftop and the Bible said he fell into a trance. He fell into a deep sleep, if you will. And the Bible said he saw a thing coming down from heaven. And the Bible said he saw all manner of beasts inside of it. Unclean. And the Bible said he heard a voice. It said, arise, kill and eat. And Peter said, not so. Never hath any unclean thing come into this mouth. And he said, what God hath cleansed, call not thou common, nor unclean. And at that minute when they called him, he went down to Cornelius' house. He began to preach a little message. I don't know how much was to it, but there were some believers there. And the Bible said that Cornelius and all of his house was filled with the Holy Ghost. And so much that Peter said, look at this, it's falling on them. Like it is us, Gentiles, and know nothing, but they're saying, glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll lay down our idols. We'll lay down our sin. Just give us more of God.
It difference is what Balaam's feeling. Didn't you, was it you quoted the scripture? I am the Lord God that changed not. His spirit don't change. He said, in the last days, saith God, I'll pour out of my spirit without measure. Just pour out the full cup upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters, they're going to do something they ain't never done before. They're going to prophesy. Young men going to do something they ain't never done before. They're going to see visions. Old men going to do something they ain't never done before. They're going to dream. They're going to get to do what Abraham and Sarah and others of old have done. When they woke up and said, the Lord just dealt with my heart. They're going to be like different ones that woke up. Jacob and said, I saw a ladder from this place all the way up to heaven. And this is the house of God. What are you talking about? I saw angels ascending and descending upon it. But your head's laying on a rock. It don't matter. I like being here. I didn't like it when I come. But when He dealt with me, when He moved on me, I ought to understand there ain't nothing like the Spirit of God moving in a heart. It don't matter if somebody has never been around it before. When they feel His touch for the first time, they go and say one thing, Lord, it's good for me to be here. One thing I don't understand, that's what I'd love to try to preach to us, is how can you just go away? How can you just go away? In verse 25 it said, and Balaam rose up and went and returned. It just sounded like nothing ever happened. How can you just rise up one morning after the hand of God? The hand of God was just on you. And say, well, I'm going back to my place. You know, in your place, none of this you felt is going to be in your place. Feel the good Holy Ghost. You know, in your place, you never felt anything like this. I'll tell you what happens in your place. You break your ankle. I'll tell you what happens in your place. You get thrown up against a wall. I'll tell you what happens in your place. You open your eyes and you see an angel with a drawn sword. And he's saying, what are you coming to do? I ain't going to mess with the donkey. I've come for one thing. You've disobeyed. And you've dishonored. And you made the Lord angry. And I came to set it straight. And that's when the donkey spake to him. And he said, what are you doing? I ain't never done like this before. The only reason I got out of the way, I've seen that angel. All to understand, how can people be in the presence of the glory of God and Him shout them and ride them and then feel His presence in great and mighty ways and just wake up one day and say, I'm going to this or I'm going to that? How can you leave such power? How can you leave such peace? How can you leave such glory? Now there were shepherds in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And suddenly there was a heavenly host. Just one angel's made men fall as dead. And suddenly, I know the devil took a third, but there's two thirds still up there. And suddenly, how many is a heavenly host? Great. I don't know. I don't even want to begin to try to think to know how many a heavenly host is. I'd be willing to say this. You probably couldn't see a star for seeing all them glorious heavenly beings. Great. Can you imagine going outside tonight and looking up and instead of seeing stars, you see them with two. They do fly. With two, they cover their feet. And with two, they cover their face. And day and night, they do continually say, holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy to be praised. Worthy to be honored. Can you imagine looking up and seeing what the mom and dad of Samson saw when he's just one angel? And the Bible said he died wondrously before them. And he got in that fire. and he went up to heaven. Hear me just a little while. And so much that they laid down and they said, we've seen him. We beheld him. Ah, this is a terrible and a wonderful place. How can you just leave that? Peace on earth. Goodwill toward men. For there is born unto you this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Go and you'll find a little babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And they went and they seen more than an angel. They seen him. I ain't never seen him. I have failed him, Brother Nichols. Thank God I have failed him. Oh, hallelujah. I have failed him. But I ain't never seen him. But they got to kneel down right there beside him. And eyes that were eyes of a child, but also eyes that could look and say, I know you and I knew you before you was ever formed in your mother's womb. He was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the Bible even said they rejoiced. Our eyes have seen not salvation. They got to look at the same thing Simeon did when they came to dedicate that little child. And the Bible said he was a man that was promised of the Holy Ghost. You'll not see death until you see the Lord's Christ. And they brought him in there. And the Bible said he looked at him and he said, mine eyes have seen not salvation. And now thy servant can die in peace. Don't you want to live? Even what is there to live? When I've seen him, that's all I've been waiting for. And he's just as beautiful as all the prophets said. He's just as beautiful as Isaiah said. The government is on his shoulders. He's going to lead us out. He's going to deliver us from sin. Woo, hallelujah. What are you doing, Queen? Sheba? I've been hearing some messages. Oh, they've been stirring my heart. Just passed by a church and they was preaching about Jerusalem, the city of the great king. The wisdom that he's given Solomon down there. It seemed like everywhere I go, them pricks and them prods, everybody's got something to say about Jerusalem. Everybody's got something to say about Solomon. Everybody's got something to say about Israel and the Jews. Everybody's got something to say about the Hebrews. And I'm going to get some spices. I'm going to get a whole lot of riches. I'm going to get a great training. I'm going down there to see just what I can see. And the Bible said she went and she came and she got to talking to Solomon. She came with hard questions. She didn't just came to see. She came saying, I've got issues in my life. Is there a God that can help my broken family? Is there a God that can help my desperate situation? And after he talked to her and she went in the house of God, all she could say is a half. He was not told me. Thy fame exceedeth. Thy glory exceedeth. I'm trying to preach that God is bigger and he's mightier and he's been among us. Her questions were answered. And she got up one day. Here's an offering. Come on, brother. I'm going back home. You're going back to where you got them questions. You're going back to where you got them issues. How do you feel here? Oh, I feel so safe. I feel so comfortable. Nobody won't believe. You don't have to. You don't have to. What do you think about it, David? The Lord is my shepherd. And the very end of it, he said, and I shall dwell. Where are you going to dwell at? In a palace? You going to go up there and sleep on that seal? Where are you going to dwell at, David? You going to go up there and have all them richery and finery? And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't want any more. I found everything I want right in here. right in here. I can't understand. I can't fathom it. I can't understand it. How somebody could be in a service like a little woman 18 years. They all been there. They all seen her. And they knew she was bad. And they knew she's been over. And she couldn't know why straighten herself. And they said in the service when she came and Jesus called her out. Sis, would you come up here? I want to pray for you. And he laid his hand on her. And the Bible said that she stood up straight. And he said, how can a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan is bound, he's 18 years, but not be straightened? How could you be in a service and see God lift somebody out of a valley and lift somebody out of a trial and walk away? Who but God can do such things as these? And can't nobody do you like Jesus? And can't nobody take care of you like Jesus? You imagine being in a church and a little crumbling start falling on your head. What is going on? Calm down! We're trying to have church. Can we have some order here? A little crumbling, just keep on falling. Somebody get up there and tell them to stop whatever they're doing. But before anybody make it up there, they get it tore apart. They're letting that old friend, they're letting that old relative, they're letting that loved one, or just that total stranger, ever who it was, and they're letting him down. He got a bad problem. And just right down in front of Jesus, the Bible said, he said these words, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Praise God, I ain't healed. You can leave me laying here all day if you want to, and the rest of my life. Say to the uttermost, and I know that I am. If that woman can feel virtue, you can feel salvation. Hallelujah! I knew it when I got saved. You didn't have to tell me. My mom didn't have to tell me. I knew it when I got saved. He washed me. He cleansed me. I knew I'd been changed. I was newborn. I was a new creature. Old things passed away, and I knew they did. I felt the newness. I felt the life. And then he looked at him and said, "Son, I say unto thee, rise." And he got up and he took his bed. Why would you want to leave church like that? Why would you want to leave a Christ, a God, a Savior that can take care of you? I fell into his hands and I don't want to get out. And you can't get me out. Hey, can't no man. It don't matter how strong the enemy of our soul thinks he is, he can't pry them fingers loose. He's mine. And I want to stay in there. I want to stay in that great. This is getting above me. I want to tell you, everybody don't just walk away. Can you imagine being raised by a poor widow? Nothing. Nothing. And no promise of nothing in the future. But she heard some Sunday school lessons. I don't know what all that girl heard. You know the story. One of them kissing walks away. And the other, "Now go on. Now go on. Your sister-in-law's gone. Now go back home."
Right.
Home. Home. I ain't going back to that place. When I've heard about your place. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I like what somebody said about Enoch. I can't even remember who the preacher was, but I heard a preacher one time say they took a walk and the Lord said, "We're closer to my place than we are your." Praise God, then let's go. It don't matter if we ain't closer to your place. Let's go to your place. That's what that meant. Did not our hearts burn within us when He spake with us by the way? And when He opened unto us the Scripture, "Peter, will you also go away?" Where would I go? That's the words. I don't want to go to Canada. I don't want to go to Bahamas. I don't want to go anywhere else. I want to stay with Jesus. You got the words. You got the life. You got the blessings. I'm here to tell you, He's got what you need. Where are you going to go, Church of Phileas? I ain't nowhere else. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know what to do, but I feel it. I love it. I'm going to tell you straight up. Look in your eyes. Why don't you see? I love it. Somebody wrote a song and said, "I love God's way of living. Best of all." Praise God. You mean better than anything? Better than anything. Scarlet thread. While my wife's coming, scarlet thread hanging in a window. She's already said, everybody in this city has heard. Same thing I heard. We all afraid of you, God. We are all afraid of your God. Will you have mercy on me? You keep that scarlet thread in that window. And when we come, God's going to spare your life. One day, they're marching around. Second day, they're marching around. Third day, they're marching around. And you can be sure that everybody's looking out their windows. Fourth day, they're marching around. Fifth day, they're marching around. Sixth day, they're marching around. On that seventh day, Joshua says, "Now blow them trumpets, boys. They ain't never heard nothing like what they fixing to hear. Ain't the trumpet that's going to get their attention. It's when we lift up our voices to the God we know is real." Y'all remember Him parting that Jordan River just a little bit ago? Y'all remember Him parting that Red Sea just a few days before that? Do you remember the manna? Do you remember God bringing water out of the rock? Do you remember the things He's done for us? Quail, He brought in all these great things He's done. Now when I say shout, you shout unto the God of heaven. And He blew them trumpets. And then they shouted unto the Lord. And the Bible said the walls fell down flat. And the Bible said they went in. And they took that city. And when they got through, Joshua told them, "Go up there and get Rahab out of that house. And you bring her down. And you're free to go." And I love the verse. It said, "And Rahab dwelleth in Israel unto this day." I could go anywhere, but I choose to stay where God's presence is real. And I'm trying to preach that you need to choose to stay where God is real. Stand with us if you will. I'm closing. A man bound with chains, feathers, wicked, ungodly, devilish. Jesus steps on the shore. The man says, "Torment me not. I come to torment you, son. Go." And everyone I'm left went into a herd of swine. They ran violently down a steep place and drowned in the water. And the whole town come out. And they find of him. Clothes. And in his right mind, "I'll never cut myself again. Savior. Savior." And Jesus gets on a boat and he's leaving. Feels turned around. "What are you doing, son?" "Going with you." "You don't have to get on this boat with me to go with me, son. Go home and tell your family what great things the Lord has done for you. You really think He wanted to leave something like that? I believe, the Bible cannot tell everything. Couldn't hold it. I believe He walked in that house like that. There's a Savior. There's a Cleaner. There's a Redeemer. He loves us. And that's what I'm trying to preach to us. How can you just go away? While my wife sings, the Holy Ghost is in this place. I want you to come while they sing.
Is there something in
come,
your
this altar's open. Whatever you need, I want you to come.
You
there's help up
the
here.
Lord.
Oh, feel His good
presence.
Feel His good presence.
You're not
come and make your calling an election sure.
There's nothing you can
come
do
and set your anchor in this place and say, I'll not be tossed about with no other wind. I'll not be tossed about with no other doctrine. I'm going to stay with Him. Come, everyone that will. He's got help for you. Let's come up here and worship Him. Let's come up here and give Him glory. Let's give Him honor. Let's give Him praise.